Upland Bible Church, Pastor Richard J. Olson, 920 Upland Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89107. Sunday, first class, January 19, 2025, Romans.
Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the teaching of God's word. And therefore, open the word of God to Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. We are in the passage on blessing upon blessing upon blessing that God has for us, and studying it categorically. In preparation to worship our Lord, a few moments of silent prayer, shall we? Father, we thank you, sir, for your infinite and your matchless grace. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, for one more day of freedom in Client Nation, USA. The freedom to assemble in a Bible teaching church such as this one, and the freedom to worship you through the study of your word. And as we do so, we ask that our teacher, God the Holy Spirit, will set apart the absolute truth of Scripture to the nourishment and to the benefit of each one of our souls. We pray these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Romans chapter 8, and in our study on blessing from God, and that's God's plan. God's plan for us is he wants to bless us. Now, there are times when he has to spank us, but that's not what he wants to do. He wants to bless us, bless us, bless us, bless us. And his plan is the greatest plan ever. And right at the moment of faith in Jesus Christ, you have Christmas. God gives you 40 blessings right at the moment of salvation, faith in Christ. Down a grace pipeline. He set up that grace pipeline because he wants to keep sending down blessing upon blessing upon blessing. In our verse in Romans 8:6, the Greek word that is the key here is eirene. This is Irene. See, Irene is eirene. Her name means blessing. Jerry, I tell you, he lucked out, didn't he? He married blessing. He married blessing. Fantastic. E-I-R-E-N. Oh, boy. E, long E. Eirene. And eirene is often translated peace. It is the equivalent of shalom in the Hebrew, and it means prosperity and blessing in its widest sense. Prosperity and blessing in its widest sense. That's eirene. Now, we are in the exegeted verses 5 and 6 of Romans 8. For those believers who live according to the sin nature, keep on setting their minds on the things of the sin nature, what the sin nature lusts for. But those believers who live according to the Spirit, God the Holy Spirit, the Spirit-filled life, they keep on setting their minds on the things of the Spirit, that is, God and His Word. Verse 6, So then, the mindset controlled by the sin nature results in death. Initially, carnal death. You're out of fellowship with God, and you've put yourself in Satan's cosmic system. And if you stay there long enough, living in Satan's cosmic system, it will result in the sin unto death, maximum divine discipline. But the mindset controlled by the Spirit, God the Holy Spirit, the filling of the Spirit and teaching ministry of the Spirit, is life, spiritual life, living the spiritual life, resulting in eirene, peace, prosperity, and blessing in its widest sense. And that's where we have been studying. After salvation, what? God has the greatest plan for you. I know all of you have your plans, and everybody, all kinds of Christians have plans. It's just that their plans aren't even close to what God's plan is. God's plan is the greatest plan for your life ever. Absolutely ever. God's plan for you is to receive blessing upon blessing upon blessing. You are left in this life to be blessed. That's God's plan. He wants to bless you. This divine plan of blessing us began at the very moment of faith in Jesus Christ, salvation. God gave you a fantastic Christmas blessing. 40 salvation blessings instantly at the moment of faith in Christ. And we have studied those. Then, every single day, from that moment of faith in Christ, right up to today, this morning, God has been sending down that grace pipeline, logistical grace, blessing, and support, to keep us alive in the middle of the devil's world, so that we might fulfill God's plan, and God's will, and God's purpose for our life. That's logistical grace. And we noted that last Sunday. Logistical grace is defined as divine planning, divine support, divine provision, divine blessing, so that you might fulfill God's plan, will, and purpose for your life. And logistical grace includes three factors of divine provision. First of all, first factor, life support. Life support is provided for every church age believer. The second factor, logistical grace blessing is provided for every member of the royal family of God. The good, the bad, and the ugly. We got a lot of ugly and bad today, but both winners and believers. And the third factor is divine provision for every church age believer, so that he might live the unique spiritual life of the church age. Logistical grace includes six categories of support. Category number one, life-sustaining support, is provided by God. God sustains the life of every believer on planet Earth. No believer can depart from this life apart from God's will. Therefore, all the forces of hell cannot remove one believer apart from God's permission. God also provides all that it takes to support life. Lamentations 3:21-25. Category number two, temporal needs, such as food and shelter and clothing and transportation, a job. These things are all provided by God in logistical grace. That's one of the great passages. I call it the not to worry passage. Matthew 6:25-34. All the way through that, Jesus Christ is saying, not to worry, not to worry, not to worry. Don't worry about what you're going to have something to eat. You will. Don't worry about if you're going to have something to wear. You will. God provides all these things If he provided for the animals and the lilies of the field are dressed better than Solomon was dressed, although I was told this morning by an individual that I really look sharp this morning. But I'm not as sharp as the lilies of the field. There you go. So you don't have to worry about having something to wear. And then there is the category number three, the security provision. Your security is from God. God. And that includes the assignment of guardian angels. You all have a guardian angel. I have a guardian angel. They're with us. Those guardian angels are positive. They're all positive. They're always in Bible class. When you all are in here, they're in here too. You have the security of a guardian angel and the provision of the laws of divine establishment for freedom to advance all the way to spiritual maturity. For the believer with positive volition and genuine humility, God provides the security of the wall of fire. A wall of fire so that you can advance all the way to spiritual maturity and glorify God to the maximum. And we're going to study, where does that wall of fire come from? Zechariah. Have you found it in Zechariah? That's our Tuesday night class. Zechariah, wall of fire. Jesus Christ was the wall of fire when the returnees went back to Jerusalem and Judah. There were no fortifications. There were no walls. And they had a lot of enemies around them. But Jesus Christ was their wall of fire and protected them. As they returned, and then they got their priorities straightened out. First things first, they rebuilt the temple. Rebuilt the temple to worship the living and true God. And Cyrus said that. And Darius says, I'm sending you all back so that you can rebuild the temple and we can worship the living and true God. So while they had their priorities straightened around, rebuilt the temple, Jesus Christ was the wall of fire protecting them. Category number four, spiritual riches. And spiritual riches are provided by God that include a sound doctrinal teaching local church, the preservation of the canon of Scripture. It also includes doctrinal teaching from a prepared pastor teacher. It includes privacy and security necessary to maintain positive volition. It includes the royal family honor code and the discernment to see distractions and set them aside. And it includes the privacy of your priesthood. Category number five, logistical grace blessings are given to every believer, both winners and losers alike. Category number six, God preserves us from death. So, after salvation, what? God's plan for you is to receive blessing upon blessing upon blessing. You are left in this life to be blessed. This divine plan of blessing began as salvation with the 40 salvation blessings. Then every single day from that day of salvation, faith in Christ, God has been sending down that grace pipeline, logistical grace, blessing and support to keep us alive in the middle of the devil's world. Why? So that we might fulfill God's plan and will and purpose for our life. And what is that plan? Well, 2 Peter 3:18, he gives us a mandate. Grow up spiritually. His plan is for us to grow up spiritually in the grace orientation and knowledge, doctrinal orientation of the Lord Jesus Christ. And when you do that, you will attain spiritual maturity. You will become a teleos believer, a spiritually mature believer. And when that is true, you will fulfill the ultimate objective of the spiritual life in the church age. That ultimate objective is for you to have virtue love brought to completion in your heart. Motivational virtue, personal love for God the Father, motivating impersonal love for functional virtue, impersonal love for all mankind, and occupation with Jesus Christ. So then God sends greater grace blessings. Greater grace blessings. Down that grace pipeline from the justice of God on one end to the imputed righteousness in each one of us on the other end. Greater grace blessing. What are, well, we've been thinking categorically. The 40 salvation blessings. We studied those. Logistical grace blessing. We studied those. And now, categorically, what is involved in these greater grace blessings that God, and they only come to the believer in spiritual maturity. Not to the baby believer, not to the adolescent believer, but when you attain spiritual maturity, teleos, become a teleos believer, God has the most amazing greater grace blessing. Now we got started on that, on a kind of an introduction last time. We noted, first of all, that greater grace blessings are poured out on the believer in the status of spiritual maturity. Now, where does that nomenclature come from? That was point two. It comes from James 4:6, which says, "But he, God, gives to us greater grace." James 4:6. And then point three, we noted greater grace is related to God's power. It's the grace and the power of God. And why don't we start where we ended up last time? Turn over to Ephesians 1. Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians 1, 18 to 20. Ephesians 1 starts out with the most important eyes you have, and the most important eyes you have are not your physical eyes. The most important eyes you have are the eyes in your heart. Ephesians 1:18, I pray that the eyes of your heart, the eyes of your heart may be enlightened so that you may know what is the hope of his calling, and what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints? And what is the surpassing greatness of his power toward us who believe? These are in accordance with the working of the strength of his might, which he brought about in Christ, when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places. And then point four, greater grace is described beautifully as pursuing grace, God pursuing us with grace. How is that? He has these greater grace blessings and he pursues us. It's not that hard to catch me. I'm real slow now. But for some of you, it's a little harder, see. Pursuing grace. Ephesians 1, verse 6. To the praise of the glory of his grace, which he pursues us with grace in the beloved, the Lord Jesus Christ. And then Psalm 23. Love Psalm 23. We have the great mature believer, David. Psalm 23, it's only six verses, and when I taught this, I think we have 52 lessons. 52 lessons on Psalm?
Either 49 or 50.
49 or 50, okay. Well, I can add some more. 49 or 50, and when I went to my cardiologist, I took him Psalm 23. I said, this is a doc. He's a believer. I said, Doc, here's Psalm 23. And when I saw him 6 months later, first thing he said was, wow, I thought that was going to be one lesson. There were 50 lessons on that thing. I said, yeah. Well, you know, I know a lot of people, they just teach Psalm 23, read six verses, and then that'll cover the first 15 minutes of class. But I said, I want you to know exactly what God the Holy Spirit put down there. He says, wow, I couldn't believe it. 50 classes on that. So I'm going to take him I'm going to take him a Christmas special. We now put on the Christmas special from, it's only three classes, so he'll be able to handle this a lot better. Psalm 23, verse 5. You prepare a table before me, that's David as a spiritually mature believer, in the presence of my enemies, and you anoint my head with oil. You, my cup, and this is the cup of capacity in your soul. My cup overflows with what? Greater grace blessings. Surely goodness and grace will pursue me. This is the greater grace blessings for time. Will pursue me all the days of my life. Greater grace blessing for time. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever, greater grace blessings for all eternity. And then point five, the blessings of greater grace are beyond human imagination. Now, I don't know about you, I have a great imagination. I have a wonderful imagination. But this is far, far greater than anything we could imagine. Turn over to Ephesians 3:20. Ephesians 3:20. Ephesians 3:20. Now to him, the living and true God, who is able to do exceedingly abundantly. Now, that was a pretty good translation there, exceedingly abundantly. It's only one word in the Greek. Only one word. Huper ek perisu. Just one word. Now, they had to use exceedingly abundantly. Here's one preposition, huper. Huper means super duper over and above. Oh, that's hooper. And then you add another preposition and now it's super duper hooper, hooper duper, double, tripled. That's adding ek. And then perisou, P-R-I-S-S-O-U. And that's abundantly. So it's abundantly, really, really super abundantly, hooper, super hooper duper abundantly. That's hooper ek perisou. So that's the word we have here. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly beyond all we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. That's these greater grace blessings. And then point six, in 1 Timothy 1:14, greater grace is described as abundant grace. Abundant grace. And then seven, greater grace is maximum glorification of the Lord Jesus Christ. So, let's take a look at what is involved in these fantastic, wonderful, greater grace blessings that are poured out on the believer in the status of spiritual maturity. First of all, well, there are several categories here. Greater grace blessings are made up of several categories of blessings. Category number one, spiritual blessings. Spiritual blessings. And this is true for every spiritually mature believer. Every one of these, you have these phenomenal spiritual blessings. First of all, occupation with Jesus Christ. In other words, you love the Lord Jesus Christ with all your heart and soul and mind and strength. And that means Jesus Christ is the most important love of your life. In spiritual maturity, you have these fantastic spiritual blessings, and Jesus Christ is the most important love of your life. That's the first part of it. Secondly, you have a self-contained happiness, plus H. You share the happiness of God 24/7, 365 days a year. It doesn't matter what's going on. It doesn't matter whether you're living or dying. If you're in the living phase or dying phase, it doesn't matter whether you have a great prosperity or you have adversity or suffering. You may be going through, and one of the categories of greater grace blessings is undeserved suffering for blessing. It doesn't make any difference whether you are in prosperity or whether you are in undeserved suffering for blessing. Now, we have been told we need to share in the sufferings of Christ. Well, there's a lot of difference between Christ and us. First of all, Jesus Christ was impeccable, sinless perfection. He never even committed one sin. So all the suffering Christ received was undeserved suffering. Every bit of it. Now, this will come as a shock to some of you. We are not impeccable. We are not sinless perfection. So you can't compare and say we're sharing in the sufferings of Christ like you're impeccable like he is. No. But when you attain spiritual maturity, then you're qualified for God to give you this spectacular part of greater grace blessing, undeserved suffering for blessing. And we'll get to that category in a moment. But you will share the happiness of God, have self-contained happiness that goes with you 24/7, 365 days a year. Third part of spiritual blessing, you have capacity for life, capacity for love, capacity for happiness, capacity for blessing, and make sure you get this, and capacity for suffering. Capacity for suffering. So you have capacity for life and love and happiness and blessing and suffering. Four. You have total appreciation of the grace of God. Maximum grace orientation. In other words, you know God is everything and you are nothing. When you get to that point, now you're ready to move out. You got to start there. You got to start with the fact God is everything and I am nothing. And I know that, and each one of you, as you come to that point, that's when you really start to move out, because now you're living your life by the grace and the power of God. Five, you have the ability to clear the hurdles of undeserved suffering in life with precisely correct procedure. You have the ability to clear the hurdles of undeserved suffering in life with precisely correct procedure. And we have had many in this congregation who have qualified for that part of greater grace blessing, undeserved suffering for blessing. And they know the precisely correct procedure. They have it out on the flat line of their soul. God's problem-solving devices, they're all there on the flat line of the soul. And they know how to clear the hurdle with precisely correct procedure and glorify God in that adversity. So point five, again, the ability to clear the hurdles of undeserved suffering in life with precisely correct procedure. And that precisely correct procedure is having God's problem-solving devices out on the flat line, forward line of troops in your soul, and applying them skillfully and accurately to your life. And then six, the ability to correctly interpret contemporary history. The ability to correctly interpret contemporary history, to be able to evaluate current events in the light of the Word of God. To evaluate current events in the light of the Word of God. Seven, it includes freedom from slavery to circumstances in life. And adaptability to changing circumstances. Freedom from slavery to circumstances in life and adaptability to changing circumstances. Eight. The spiritually mature believer is the greatest innovator in times of historical disaster. The spiritually mature believer is the greatest innovator in times of historical disaster. Nine, he has freedom orientation. He has authority orientation. That is maximum respect for authority. The spiritually mature believer has maximum respect for authority, whether it's the authority of parents, whether it's authority of a pastor teacher, whether it's the authority of God, or the authority of the Word of God, he has maximum respect for authority. That's a part of spiritual blessings, of greater grace blessing. And he has common sense, and common sense is very uncommon today because there's very few spiritually mature believers today. 10, he has a total sense of security. Total sense of security, whether in times of prosperity or disaster. A total sense of security, whether in times of prosperity or disaster. These blessings, the first category, spiritual blessings, every spiritually mature believer has these. Everyone in spiritual maturity has these. Fantastic. Now, category number two. Category number two is temporal blessings, and temporal blessings are a little different. There are some people that have these for the first part of temporal blessings is wealth. You say, well, dadgum it, I'm not in spiritual maturity because I'm as poor as a church mouse. That's not me. Well, there are some believers, they have had phenomenal wealth. Job was a spiritually mature believer. He was the greatest believer on the earth, and he was the wealthiest believer on planet earth. And that was a part of his temporal blessing and greater grace blessing. Now, on the other hand, you could take the Apostle Paul, a spiritually mature believer. There were times when the Apostle Paul had a lot of prosperity, but there were also times when the Apostle Paul was destitute. He had nothing. And he didn't have food to eat. He was destitute. So this wealth is, there's times when the spiritually mature believer will be provided with a great temporal blessings of wealth. There's times when he will lack those things, be destitute of those things. Secondly, professional prosperity. That means a great influence. That means leadership dynamics. That means success. That means promotion. That includes recognition in one sphere of life. And when God promotes you, you're qualified for the job. And you have the ability to assume responsibility and authority. All of that is a part of temporal blessing. Professional prosperity. And then third, social prosperity. God will provide for you great, great friends. Great friends. Maybe not a lot. You know, you go in, not like when you go into a dealership, a car dealership. Hello, friend. You know, he doesn't know me from a hole in the wall, but everybody's his friend. You know, and now I've had some people say, brother, look, if you're a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, then I'll let you call me brother. If you have not believed in Christ, you're not my brother, and my physical brothers are, I know them, and you're not them. But this is great friends. And when you have one or two or three or four great friends, you are greatly blessed. Those are greater grace blessings. And four, technical prosperity, which includes mental prosperity. You have the ability to think. Woo! Ability to think and concentrate. Your concentration increases. Technical prosperity, mental prosperity. Five, it includes cultural prosperity. And that means you have maximum enjoyment of art, literature, music, not noise, but music. There's not a lot of music out there, but there's a lot of noise. Maximum enjoyment of art and literature and music and history. Six, it includes establishment prosperity. Establishment prosperity. Enjoyment of freedom. And God has provided protection of your life and property from criminals and reprisal. Establishment prosperity. So those are temporal blessings. So we have spiritual blessing, temporal blessing. Category number three, blessings by association. Fantastic part of the greater grace blessing package. Blessing by association. One, those around a spiritually mature believer are blessed by their association or relationship with that person. Those around or in the periphery of a spiritually mature believer, they are blessed by their association or relationship with that individual. Fantastic. Blessing by association. Two, they are blessed either directly by God or indirectly from the spiritually mature believer as a result of the overflow of his greater grace blessings. That overflowing cup. in the soul of greater grace blessings. So they are blessed either directly by God or indirectly from the spiritually mature believer as a result of the overflow of his, the mature believer's, greater grace blessing. Three, the spiritually mature believer shares his blessing with others. The spiritually mature believer shares his blessings with others. The spiritually mature believer is an extremely gracious and generous believer. Extremely gracious and generous believer. The spiritually mature believer shares his blessings with others. Four. There are peripheral areas of blessing by association, such as loved ones, family, those you are around you in business life, in social life, and those in a local church. So there are peripheral areas of blessing by association, such as loved ones, business life, social life, and those in a local church. Five, there are also geographical blessings. Blessing by association, the city that you're in is blessed by association of you being there. Your city, your state, your nation. Your city, your state, your nation. Blessed by association with you as a spiritually mature believer. I love this category, blessing by association. And we have, whenever Golden Knights are playing a hockey game, and I'm going to tell you, here's a secret on the Golden Knights hockey. When they are playing the worst teams in the NHL, don't bet on them. They'll lose. When they are playing the best teams in the NHL, put the house on it. They'll win. So when the Golden Knights are playing the worst, they're in the process now of playing the worst teams in the NHL. I don't even bring up blessing by association with the Pivot at Upland Bible Church because I know they've already decided they're going to lose. I wait till they play a good team. Then I go to prayer. Okay, Father, thank you for the principle of blessing by association. May the Golden Knights be blessed by association with the Pivot, mature believers in Upland Bible Church. Hoo-ah! And then the Rebel basketball team. Well, I quit watching the Rebel basketball team back quite a while. I just thought, these guys are, they don't want to play basketball. The other team gets 60 rebounds and UNLV gets 10. How are you going to beat somebody? You're going to get beat by 20 points, 30 points, 40 points? You got to. And what do you got to do to rebound? You got to work. You got to. As soon as the ball goes up, get in position, block out, get the rebound. Get there. Don't let the other guy shoot it again and again and again and again and again. But they were letting him do that. Finally, I thought, I don't want to watch these guys. There's nothing fun about watching this. And then they were playing Utah State. Here. And this is after they got killed by Boise and killed by Colorado State. And so I just said to Deb, well, how are we doing in against Utah State? Well, you're not going to believe this, but we are ahead. All right, get it on. Turn. And they won by 3, Utah State. Utah State was 16-1, undefeated in the Mountain West, ranked 22 in the nation. We beat him, and guess what? When I first turned it on, there was a guy there, and they said, that was Cherry. Well, I know there was a player named Bear Cherry, and he looked like He wasn't a part of the human race. He had hair down to here and this and that. And when I look, he has cut that all off. He cut it. He is a good-looking guy. And they haven't lost since he cut his hair. There's a principle there. And then they go down to San Diego State, which is a really tough place to play, San Diego State. And they beat San Diego State. Well, now I'm back into blessing by association. Pray that the Rebel basketball team is blessed by association with the pivot of mature believers at Upland Bible Church. Well, that's the third category. We'll take a break and come back for category number 4.